If you ask yourself, am I queer? The answer is, depends. Just like the guys who ask me if they're gay, queerness isn't one of those things that can be determined by anybody other than you. If you claim that label, then, yep, you're queer. The trick is that a lot of people define queer very differently. So, what does queer mean? In its most elemental, broken-down form, queer means other. Of course, this begs the question, other than what? Other than mainstream, other than straight, other than normal. Ooh, but that definition leaves out the folks who say they're queer and are straight, and the ones that are pretty normal when you think about it. I mean, you hold down a job, eat, sleep, play, and love. That's all pretty normal. For some people, queer is a way of looking at life. They're the hipsters, the green freaks, the eco-warriors, the scenesters, kinksters, and polyamorous bits of fruit and nut in the granola bowl of life. When you think of mainstream middle America, the queer folks are the ones on the edges, defying expectations and creating a new society. Queer is also often defined as being somewhere along the quilt bag spectrum. What's quilt bag stand for? Queer. Intersex, lesbian, transgendered, bisexual, asexual, and gay. Now, queer is a part of that acronym, yes, but sometimes that acronym is used to define queerness. Okay, brass tacks time. Are you queer? Do you want to be? Leave aside questions about how much you want to suck a dick, whether or not you want to be coerced into a dress and panties, or what you like to masturbate to. Whether or not you're queer has more to do with how you want to define yourself than what you do in the bedroom. I'm queer because I claim it. I like men and women. I like to play with bondage and whips. I like to explore power exchange in my relationships, and I'm a sex worker. Why are you queer? Go to fetishphonesexblog.com, leave a comment telling me what makes you queer, or call me at 800-601-7259 and tell me what makes you, you.